Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And it's time to talk to Captain Kirk Stansel out west, out there near the Hackberry Rod and Gun Club. In fact, he's probably there right now. Captain Kirk, you on duty right now at the lodge?
I am at North Toledo Bend State Park.
Oh, you're in Big Bass Country.
Right. I am. I just heard that, and we're here. You know, every year, Don, the last weekend in February, we've been putting on a bass tournament up here. This is our 37th year. Guy and I put it on, and we have 57 teams fixing to go out this morning and get after them.
Wow. What's been the report you guys are getting? I just read off a bunch of big lunkers that have been caught up there recently.
Right. Most of these people pre-fished yesterday for this tournament. And of course, we got a little old side bet on that, of course. And the winning fish was like 5-4-0. That was the biggest one. You know, you got over 100 people, and that yesterday was a tough bite for most people up there. There were a couple guys that one group had said they boated and released over 40. And another boat about 20, but most people were single digits.
Yeah. Well, compared to what you guys do down south with the speckled trout and the reds, bass is a much more highly skilled, technique-oriented fishery.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's a much more of a science. Sometimes those reds and trout will take the bait away from you. Unlike bass, you got to hunt those guys down. Well, tell me, what's going on back home at the lodge with this little warm-up? You're not there, but I'm sure you guys have been out there fishing. How's it affecting?
Yeah, some of them have been fishing. The redfish have been good, been real good. That's no problem catching them. Mostly, you know, at the weirs or some of the mouths of some of the bayous or canals where it's dumping into the lake. Those are the spots that have been targeting the reds. But the trout have been, they've been tough to come by, you know. You catch a good day right now, they're catching 10 to 20, on, you know, for the most. But, you know, they're decent fish. These are all 15 to 20-inch trout.
Yeah.
But it's been the trout fishing hadn't been that good.
You know, I was going to ask you, Kirk, we're starting to get into the time, and we're not there yet, where, you know, big trout is going to start showing up, and they've reduced that two fish to over 20 inches. How is that going to affect some of your fishing down there? Are you going to be days when you're going to be limited to two fish because everything you're catching is 20 or over?
Yeah, I tell you, there are going to be some days like that, but it's not many. You're going to be plenty of fish under 20 inches. You know, the way it's been the last few years. Now, if you're going back to the late 90s and early 2000s, you'd have some tough days.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, it's the trout fishing is going to be good. I mean, everything's lining up to be good. You know, with the big freeze we had, we didn't have a fish kill. And, the water's – we had that one rain about a month and a half ago that got some fresh water in the lake, but it's salted back up by now, and it's good.
Well, your fishery is good enough and versatile enough to where, depending on what your clients want, if they want to catch trophy fish, you can take them and limit them to keeping two and releasing the rest. But if they want meat, heck, you can go bring them to some 30 to 20 inch slot fish and then get 15 a person.
That's right. So, that's exactly right. And we have people that target just trophy fish. That's all they want. I mean, we get a few, they want to catch and release everything. It doesn't matter. You know, but most of the people, you know, they like to bring some fish home.
Well, every time I think of your place, I think of that stringer, that's the mounted stringer that's hanging there in the dining room. Oh, my God. To catch a stringer
trap
like that. Yeah, I don't know if those days will ever come back to be able to put something like that together.
I don't either. But who knows? It might, but that was some special times back then with all those big trout around.
Yes, it was. But you say the reds are strong down there, huh? Because I know a lot of people on the east side are struggling trying to catch enough slot reds.
The slot reds have been good here. That's for about the last two or three weeks. It's been good. You know, we struggled there for a little while, but it turned back around.
Well, looking back, waterfowl season's been put to bed now for 2023-2024. How did you rate this year as opposed to years in the past?
You know, I'm going to say it's going to be hard to rate the whole season because up to Christmas, I'd give it a 9 out of 10. After Christmas, I'd give it a 3 out of 10.
Huh. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, wanted to alert you. You know, for people that haven't seen Alex Malazzo, the LSU catcher out there hunting and fishing with you guys, we got another. You know, Cade Woods, we kind of downplayed him, but we're going to have a special feature focusing on Cade. So I don't know if you got a chance to watch it, but Chris LeCocq, our editor, did a great job on putting that together.
I did watch it, and it was a really nice show. It really is a good show.
Well, if people want to go back and see it, they can go to our YouTube page, Bayou Wild TV on YouTube, and you can catch out Alex Malazzo. Boy, LSU jumped off to a great start. They took it on the chin yesterday from Stony Brook, but they're like 4-1 or 5-1, so not a bad.
Yeah, they're starting off good. Hopefully, we'll have another one of those years.
Well, try to catch a big one, and next time we talk, I'll find out how you did up there at Toledo Bend on the bass.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, and great time, great show.
One more thing, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and book a trip either for the slot trout, the slot reds, or trophy trout, tell them how to get you.
Okay, it's a toll-free 888-762-3391. Our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You got to spell out and.com.
Got a Facebook page, too?
We Hackberry Rod and Gun. You know, I don't know anything about it, but Buddy does a good job. I put on there.
I've seen it. Tell him he does a good job.
I would certainly do that.
Kirk, have fun. We'll talk to you next time, my friend.
Okay. Thanks, Doc.
There he goes. That's Captain Kirk Stansel of Hackberry Rod and Gun in Toledo Bend, out of his element, catching what we call green trout.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.